DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Jeremy White.
Apologies to my wife, because when she asks me later today, hey, did you remember to insert something here? And I say, no. I did correctly remember that Jakob Klepisch was in the Greer trade.
And Joe DiBiase.
You can't be Captain Crunch unless you are a captain.
Was Captain Crunch an actual captain? What were his, you know, merits?
Is it even? It's not even captain, actually.
It's Cap'n.
It's Cap'n?
That's right.
Of course he was a captain.
Yeah, I bet he faked the resume.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey everybody, happy. Welcome to the first day of free agency. Is that wrong? I thought happy was not the... Listen.
You wanted to pull back on happy?
Well, I'm in a good mood.
What else would we use?
We got
here?
A rumor out of the gate, so.
Sure. Yeah.
A report from Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Joe, it is unrestricted free agency in the NHL, and yes, here we are.
Listen, that rumor, I think I said yesterday, I don't know the Sabres will sign a top, what was the number I said? Was it 50? A top 50 free agent?
Yeah.
And, Matt Larkin's list right now, the guy that they're being tied to is ranked number 19th, although that is with, I think, everybody that's signed been taken out.
Yeah.
So 19th now might have been 40th yesterday. I'm not sure.
Whatever. They're linked to Alex Lyon, a goaltender. And that works for me because I want them desperately to do something in that vein, and he might be the best available. There's a report that Jake Allen is getting close to going back to New Jersey. Whatever. Anyway, good morning. How is everybody? How you doing? Josh, Owen, Joe, how are you? We okay today?
Drained from a very hot golf round yesterday.
Yeah.
But good, good.
Day before vacation for me.
Oh, nice getaway day for you.
Yeah, going to Rhode Island.
I'm off next week, so I've got
to mail it on Tuesday for Josh.
I've got like 3 days left here.
I'm going through it with Joe all the way. So me and you, Joe, are going all week next week.
But yeah. All right.
I mean, just hoping for something. Lion would be fine.
Fine.
I guess.
All right.
Fine, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. He's a goalie. He plays goalie, and he'd be on the roster. And
yep.
You know, one thing the NHL's talking about fixing cap circumvention on long-term injured reserve.
Uh-huh.
And I've been kind of keyed in on one small point about what teams are doing, and maybe it's it's not really critical of the Sabres, but it's just noting that I like to point out, we went through a long period of time where if a guy was 26, he was too old.
Yes.
26, yeah. Not on their timeline. Brad Marchand just signed a 6-year deal. He is 37.
Yes.
Good teams are signing players later and longer and older.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marchand one, to me, looks like an NFL contract. So Marchand got a 6-year deal at age 37. The average annual value is 5.2.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets like 16 right away and it ends with $1 million
base salaries.
Base salaries.
Yep.
So not to get into the weeds too far on contracts right off the bat, but can I make a prediction for everybody?
Uh-huh.
They'll either buy him out or...
Oh, no, no, no.
That's not what's going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
What's going to happen is in 3 years when he wants to retire, they will trade his rights to a team that doesn't want to spend all the money to get to the new cap.
Yep.
And the cap hit on Marshawn will be 5.2, and that team will only have to pay him one.
Yep.
And as the cap goes up, 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 what I expect to happen are deals like that, which is not quite collusion, but it's definitely teams that will spend knowing, you know what, the teams that aren't going to want to spend are going to want this contract. You might even see a team give good value for that contract. It wouldn't even be, hey, do us a favor, here's Marshawn and a draft pick. You might compete for it because, man, I get a $5.2 million cap hit on my roster to get me to the floor. This is great. I'm going to need that. So I think that might be something we start to see.
Or, like, you're going to – I think – not or. You're going to see – the if they don't trade his rights away, they'll just make up or exaggerate an injury to say, you know, when he's 40, say, he's got 3 years left on the deal, and he wants to retire. He thinks, okay, you know, this is it. Then him in Florida will decide, okay, listen, though. We're not just going to announce your retirement. We're going to say you're retiring because – this hip surgery that you needed to have.
Yeah.
That we're going to call that career ending so that we can place you on LTIR, long-term injured reserve, for the next 3 years and your salary doesn't count against us. Kind of like a version maybe of what Vegas is doing right now with Alex Pietrangelo.
Yeah, Pietrangelo.
Pietrangelo, it's not even an injury. Like, they're not labeling it something specific. It is his overall health and... playing health. Overall playing health is what it was described as.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is why he's going to go on long-term injured reserve so that they have the room to sign Mitch Marner, by the way. And this has been true of other players in the past. I think Marian Hossa was one that actually got traded. Like, his rights got traded. Pronger, like, lots of guys that, they just, you know, it's time for them to retire. And the team that signed him to this contract, knowing ahead of time eventually this day would come, they get all the relief. So they're basically signing Marchand to a three-year deal. I mean, double the money. They're kind of giving him like $9 million per year on a three-year deal, and they're just finding a loophole that they can get the cap hit down to five. Listen, it's cap circumvention in one area, but there are a lot of teams doing that,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of something you'd want to see the Sabres explore in, I think. And they don't do stuff like that.
No, I mean, you'd have to be spending way above.
You have to be above the cap.
You have to be way above the cap to circumvent it.
Right.
Although there are teams that circumvent it on the bottom end. And
sure.
There will continue to be teams that circumvent it on the bottom end.
So you have two instances here. You have Marchand getting to stay in Florida because of a version of cap circumvention, and you have Vegas finding room for a $12 million Mitch Marner. I think, in essence, it's cap circumvention on that front, too.
Yeah.
But they're great teams. Elite teams. How can you be mad?
Yeah, they do what it takes to win. Vegas, man, Vegas goes out and gets Marner.
Yeah.
Vegas is the team, and this is not just a Sabres point, Vegas is the team you want your team to be,
yes.
Right? How many teams wish their team was Vegas and the way that they operate? Is it 30 other markets?
I think almost all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
They came in the league and they dunked on all the GMs in the expansion draft where a series of they made side deals.
Yeah.
Right? Because all these teams are like, oh, man, look at this. They're going to take a player. Let me give them another player to take a different player.
Hmm.
Vegas made fools of the entire league and me because I thought they wouldn't make the playoffs. And they made the cup final. And ever since then, they've been just operating like, who cares about draft picks? We're going to go get great players. We're going to get all the best players.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to trade our picks all the time. We're going to have the Rams model. Bleep them picks. Here's Vegas going up for Marner. They tampered with Marner. Oh, sorry about that. You want a player? Here. Here, Toronto.
For a year, by the way.
Right.
There was a report yesterday that there are people in the Leafs that believe that the Golden Knights have been talking to Marner for over a year about coming there. And what's gonna be the result of that? Are they gonna have to give up a what are they even giving him in this sign and trade? I didn't even see. Are they gonna give him a third pair defenseman or a third round pick? Like, what are they getting? What's the cost of, yeah, we tampered with the guy for like a year. A year.
Well, it's Nicholas Roy. That's who it is. That's the cost, right?
Right, like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sorry about tampering.
A role player.
Yeah. What if you didn't say anything to the league and we just gave you this player instead? All right.
Uh-huh.
And they got Marner for 8 years instead of seven, because that's why they trade for him. Because when you have his rights, you can extend it for eight instead of the max, which is seven.
And I think the other reason they're doing it is to maybe hope to avoid a fight with Toronto for tampering charges.
Yeah.
That's the other reason. But, no, Look, that's Nicholas Roy here. This is maybe, in essence, Petrangelo. I wonder how much they might have leaned on him to, like, hey, we need you to do this for us because we can't get Marner without it. Or when they get rid of Marc-Andre Fleury, like, they're... This is the part I'm not sure everybody wants their team to act this way, but I do think it helps you win, which is they are not obsessive over the guys.
They've never once said learn how to win. They've never once talked about the importance of the vibes.
They don't idolize their depth role players the way that like the Sabres do. Hell, they don't idolize their top players. Right? Like they kicked Fleury out and like they're maybe leaning on Petrangelo here. I've seen a lot of that. Like those are guys at the top of their lineup. And they're like, no, we got to get better. Like, yep. I don't care. I don't care what has happened before. Like, we got to keep going.
Yeah, the leaning on Petrangelo. So Petrangelo put out a statement, and then the Vegas GM put out a statement as well, which, you know, if it was a player just saying, I'm going to step away from the game, you would just have the player issue the statement.
Right.
The GM being right there as well, basically saying, like, yes, and furthermore.
yes.
Okay. You feel the need to issue a statement, too. Yeah, Vegas is the team everybody wants to be.
Does everybody want them to be so cold, calculated, shrewd?
Yeah.
Like, I want my team to act that way.
I mean, you don't even really have to be
They're
that.
Not quite like, oh, we're a family type of... They're not run that way, at least.
No, that's right.
They might say it, but they're not run that way.
No, they're run like a professional sports organization.
Yeah.
They fired a coach that went really far, too.
Right.
And won a coach with a different guy and fired that coach. I mean, like, it's just...
You know what I mean? Like, they don't act like... Like, the Bills don't really act that way, right?
No.
The Bills are more like, we're a family and...
The Bills act like we're a family, but they get shrewd.
They do.
They got shrewd on Poyer. They're shrewd here on Cook
but not to a point. Not as much.
No,
like, this is another level.
That's right. I have in my notes to ask, like, would we want the Bills to be a little more like Vegas? Every year, it's, oh, who's the best player on the market? Grab him.
We need him.
It's not as easy in football, I don't think, as it is in the NHL.
True.
But whatever. Vegas is a team to just behold.
There's another one right now, and I think they have a lot going for them right now as a destination. Like, really, any of these run-ins with Fleury or whoever, like, it's not really costing them the ability to land star players.
Right.
Marner clearly wanted to go there, obviously, and there was last year Noah Hanifin's available. I only want to go to Vegas. And right now, this the Flames defenseman who's on the market, like a low end top pair guy, Anderson. There's a report yesterday, like, oh, he will only sign an extension with Vegas. He's got 1 year left on his deal. Calgary's trying to trade him, and he will only sign with Vegas. Like, just they've got a lot going for them. It's them and it's Florida, and there's maybe a couple other teams on that list, but Vegas has got to – are they not the number one destination in the league right now? Or them and Florida might be neck and neck.
Sure. You know, you could say it's about income tax. You could say a lot of things. Isn't it also go to a place where if you don't win, your life is not ruined?
Right.
Mitch Marner leaves Toronto, his dream team to play for his entire life. He gets out of Toronto because, like, hey, listen, if I leave here, my life will get better. Because when we don't win the Stanley Cup, the world crashes down on me. And there are a lot of markets that are like that. And who are the successful markets? Or where are the destinations that players want to go? They might want to just escape all the nonsense and just, like, go play hockey and, you know, not be constantly under pressure. I think about all the stories Craig Revet used to tell about playing in Montreal, how much pressure there is in Montreal. When's the last time Montreal was good? I mean, they made a cup final in the COVID year.
They played Tampa.
But they weren't good. It's been a long time since they were good. Anyway, I'm basically trying to find a way to avoid having a conversation about the Sabres being at rock bottom, because I don't know what to do with it. All these free agency is dried up. It's already dried up in a big, big way. And what are they going to do? I don't know. Maybe Alex Lyon is a nice deal. Fine, great. He's your Reimer replacement. If your off season is replacing Reimer and swapping out Paterka for a top four defenseman, like, there's an off season. Meanwhile, the good teams, you see that Nikolaj Ehlers might be going to Carolina. Like, the good teams are getting great players, and I'm swapping out middle range defensemen and thinking this is going to be the thing that gets me over. Now, that said, I don't know what else they can do. Chad DeDominicis has his report. He tweeted that the Sabres did try to get Noah Dobson from the Islanders, but he would not extend here. So, okay, that's a move that a lot of people would have really liked.
See, that's one of those where, like, people would have really liked that. It's disappointing that sure, here's another player that wouldn't do it. I'm choosing to actually look at that news and say, oh, good. They were, one, willing to pay the guy. I mean, they must have been, right?
Yeah.
He got $9.5 million per year from Montreal. They must have been willing to pay a big amount for a player this offseason. Because you're not trading for that guy and getting him for, I mean, that's about a $10 million defenseman.
Right. Are they going to have another one of those?
They were willing to add, right?
That's right. That's
so
good.
That's good. And the fact that they would be trying to add players of that caliber before they have to settle on guys that are not as good. So, again, the trying is, I'd like to see more evidence of the trying and not just, you know, assuming they can't get guys or going for, like, tinkering of the fringes of the roster. Because that's really, I mean, Paterka's subtraction is not this. But otherwise, this is most off-seasons lately. The Sabres' moves in an off-season are more tinkering with the fringes of the roster.
Right. A quick point on Dobson. Did he sign his contract the first 2 years, get $33 million in bonus?
With Montreal?
Yeah, because that's one thing. I think I heard Friedman talk about that, where the Sabres are not a team that's going to front-load contracts.
Right.
When the report, or maybe it was Saravelli when we were talking about a Paterka offer sheet, that, sure, maybe they would have paid him $9.5 per year over 7 years, but they were not about to give him $40 million in the first two.
Right.
And that's something that NFL teams do. Those are NFL contracts, right? That's the Marchand contract. You're not worried about how the AAV hits. You're just worried about getting good players and giving them big money.
Yep.
So good point from T here on the YouTube chat, making that point about maybe that's why he wouldn't extend, because they weren't going to give him that kind of framework. Anyway.
I mean, if you want a forward today, like Nikolaj Ehlers, but as you mentioned, Carolina, and I think it's Anaheim also, are the front runners for him. Besser, Jonathan Drouin might actually be an idea the Sabres land on, I feel like. Left wing, that's your Paterka replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Power play. He's not as good as Paterka, and he's 30. But that's probably the high end, I think, for what is realistic today. Is like, oh, this guy, Drouin. Okay, 37 points last year. Although he only played 43 games, so maybe that's too good for them to get their hands on. But it's pretty thin. It's pretty thin going into today.
803-0550, our number. Paul at 7 will get his thoughts on development camp.
Mm-hmm.
Radim Mertka going out at number 57, which, you know what, felt kind of good. I was into that.
A tall guy wearing number 57?
Yeah, the big Tyler Myers number.
Yeah.
Tyler Myers.
I had his jersey. I still probably have his jersey somewhere.
Tyler Myers was...
Although I might have duct tape on it to make it a 9-7.
He's not like the last Sabres player that was truly an amazing revelation. There have been others. But when Myers broke out, it was... amazing.
It was shocking.
It was the best. And seeing Mertka in that number 57 yesterday made me think, hey, remember when he won the Calder? Remember that season? He would just do whatever he wanted to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He scored, wasn't in his first week on the team, an overtime goal against, like, Tampa?
Like, going around. To win it. Yes, yes. Maybe not the first week, but yes, there's an overtime goal in Tampa where he, like, goes wide.
Yeah.
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 And he was amazing. It was an incredible time.
There was a shootout goal. Maybe he scored two.
That might be right.
Yeah, there were moments.
He could do whatever he wanted. It was so fun.
And we probably gave him. You know what's funny?
He got 2 years and he was gone.
I got his hockey reference page open. Also, weren't we thought for sure like this was Chara, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we just got Chara.
Yep.
He had 48 points that season. And he's played 15 seasons since then. What's his next highest total?
Oh, 36. 36?
37.
Yeah.
He had 48 points that first year. He never has had more than 37, and 37 was the next year. So it didn't quite get to Chara.
Level. No, not quite. 803-0550. We got a couple calls in here. Again, Paul at 7 on development camp, which is open to the public, had their first practice yesterday. The Steelers and Dolphins make a trade. We will dig into that. We've got a Steelers guest coming up at 9. And your phone calls along the way. Happy July 1st. It is unrestricted free agency in the NHL. And we'll have lots of news to pass along throughout the day. We're going to need, what do we think? Like a sounder here? A theme song?
Definitely need a sounder.
Like the, for sure. Hey, here's a rumor. Here's something. Should we have some sort of sounder that's specific for a Sabres report? That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's early, and I drive it in today. I'm just thinking, don't be doom and gloom yet. Don't say it's rock bottom yet. Don't get so depressed right now. Things could happen that could be good.
So and if things don't happen, we have tomorrow.
We've got a lot.
Oh. What's this? Sonar?
That would be sonar, yeah.
Nah, I need something more celebrational.
What about like a gong?
I'm going to celebrate.
Like a big gong?
Not even that it's celebration. Whenever there's news, a report, a rumor. Something like the draft sounder, which, by the way, the NHL draft sounder,
mm-hmm.
They copied the ESPN they copied the NFL chime, and it sounded good. They copied the NFL.
Are you sure? Yeah, it was the exact same one?
It was not the exact same. They basically went into the NFL chime music file and made it out of the NHL theme song, and that was their chime for the NHL.
Gotcha.
Sounds like it's on a xylophone.
You have it? Yeah, the NHL draft chime I thought was good.
Okay.
Just as a random thought here. All right, John.
With the first.
Right?
Okay.
That's the NFL.
That sounds like an updated version of the NFL
that's
one.
That's the NFL chime with the NHL theme song. So
that's pretty good.
I liked it. Jay NSL. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. You know, Friday before the draft choice or the picks, there was a list for Bo Byram. I, you know, unfortunately, this is probably rebuild part three because that list pretty much dried up, not because Adams didn't try, but because any player that was of value more than likely has a no movement clause. And Kevin wasn't telling a lie, but you can't get what you want because they don't want to come. So in turn, we're stuck with Bo Byram on the roster. That is probably not going to look good when you have to deal with Tuck and re-signing him. Because why would you want to re-sign here when they're giving money away to teams that are established, that are going to make the playoffs? Because Buffalo's not making up 95 points. Let's just be real. And any player that they can acquire is on probably an entry-level deal that's going to need development. So now you have to look at this spilling in the Tuck, looking at Dahlin being frustrated. Because if you're not able to bring in talent to make up that point difference, which they took a step back Friday, I think we all would agree, it's got to be a rebuild. There's no way around it. And you can have nice players, but the facts are the facts. You can't get players to come here. They're not coming. It's not happening. And it's just sad because the fans are going to suffer for the next 3 or 4 years.
Thanks, Jay. You can get some. Jordan Kyrou, his no trade clause kicked in last night, and Elias Pettersson has kicked in last night. And if it was, again, like we can't, there are definitely limitations, which are to be mentioned and considered often. Will someone extend? Will they waive a no trade? Probably not. But not everybody in the league has a no trade, and identifying young players and identifying the right moves, that's the thing. You probably need a GM that is one of the best to work your way out of this. And that's part of what I thought we'd get into today. you know, Terry Pegula is going to be keyed in on everything that happens. And as Kevin Adams says, I want to do this and we can't. I want to do this and we can't. I want to do this and we can't. I want to do this. Would you give this guy $33 million in the first 2 years? No. Okay, we can't do that either. What would you like me to do? What are the Sabres' plans to ever get out of this deepest of ruts? It's such a deep rut. As Jay brings up the point about a rebuild, the Twitter account, maybe you follow on Twitter, Sabermetrics, posted pictures from development camp in 2015. It was not at Harbor Center. It was at the arena.
Yes, and 2015, were, I think. Yeah. I was there.
Eichel's
wearing number 41.
Uh-huh. There were like 15,000 people.
Yes.
For development camp.
Yep. It was the scrimmage for development camp. I was there. It was like almost a full house.
Right. Yeah. It was better attended than some games will be this year. The fans, that's 2015. The drought's not that old. They had some suffering, right? We have to embrace some suffering. They had tanked 2 years. We argued about it a lot. But despite what anybody tries to tell you about the fan base being killed by the tank, it was packed. And the rebuild was to be a show. And that fell apart. And the next one is not getting 17,000 fans at the KeyBank Center. Unless they get Gavin McKenna.
That's the first overall.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pick
yeah,
next year?
Yeah. No, but who's really good?
And he's like a generational one, allegedly?
I'm not allowed to say that word.
It is illegal
for you to ask me that.
Sorry, he's an elite number one overall pick. Like the top end?
Yeah, he's one of those ones.
Hmm.
That's what they say. 803-0550. We'll pass the rumors along. We'll get you the information. I'm wearing my Sabres hat today. You know? I'm choosing. I don't know what I'm choosing yet. I'm working on it. Paul 7 on development camp. On the Dolphins and the Steelers and that trade, which was, I think, juicy. It's pretty good for – I think it's pretty good for the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers are a better team today than they were yesterday. And the Dolphins are still a bit of a mystery on what on earth they're doing. So we'll get to that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
The trick is to build a culture of winning where players aren't asking out. You want to get to a point, and it's not going to happen overnight. You're having what happened in Florida. There was a point in time when no one wanted to be a Panther. It wasn't exciting to go play hockey down there. But they got to the point now where Aaron Ekblad took a massive discount. He probably could have made $8 million on the open market, and he's staying for, I think it's $6.1 million. That's where you want to get to. But, you know, baby steps, and then you have to make decisions along the way.
Luke Fox of Sportsnet. I've got a fun little game for you here.
Okay.
It's not really a game so much as I'm just going to read some names to you.
Okay.
Because I'm at puckpedia.com and I've got the history of the Sabres signings. I'm going to go for just July signings.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let's just do that. Since Kevin Adams took the job. Right now I'm at Drake Caggiula and Vinny Hinostroza.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
okay. Yeah. July signings is what I'm going for because, you know, here we are, free agency. Chase Prisky, Eric Comrie, Cale Klaig, Jeremy Davies, Ilya Labushkin, Malcolm Subban, Hinostroza again, Craig Anderson, Sean Malone.
Uh-huh. Sean Malone.
Sean Malone was June. Sorry, that one doesn't count. Sean Malone was June. And then also one last little batch here of July signings. James Reimer, Felix Sandstrom, Mason Jobst, Colton Poolman, and I think that's it. Dennis Gilbert, Jacob Bryson,
mm-hmm.
Abe Kubel, mm-hmm. Josh Dunn, Jason Zucker last year,
yep.
Sam Lafferty, Cale Klaig, Dustin Tokarski, Devin Cooley, Justin Richards, Michael Hauser, Connor Clifton, Eric Johnson, Tyson
yeah.
Jost. Those are your July signings.
What are the July signings right after they missed by 1 point? That's Clifton and Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tyson Jost.
You know, Zucker is the hope here. Find that guy.
Zucker 2.0.
Zucker. Find that guy. Old, and when he signed, it was, that's a little too much, and he must have had not that many other options, and it worked, and he got extended.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And was willing to.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Signed a 2-year extension. So, with Zucker, I feel like that's, whatever they did to determine that's what we have to do, that's what the GM has to go to the owner and say, I need another one of these. If it's
yep.
if it's 1 year, and that's a there's probably a point to be made here about, again, we mentioned Chad DeDominicis reporting the Sabres were after Noah Dobson, but he wouldn't extend. There's probably a couple times where the Sabres are going to have to realize we have to take chances like that. Take a chance. Here's a first-round pick for a guy for a year.
Right. Like, is there a thought of, okay, the guy would extend with you. Maybe we do it anyway.
Right. He's not going to extend. Okay. We're gonna trade a lottery protected first, try to make it this year. And hey, we made it and the fever took over town and he had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And other
and
players
liked the room
no longer look at us as a wasteland.
Yeah.
So it really might take you have to fly without a net or not fly whatever. You have to jump without a net.
Well, that works, doesn't it?
You know, I'm going with jump without a net.
Jump without a net.
Walk a tightrope without a net.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's before 7 a.m. Metaphors don't come. they don't come to me. But you really might have to take that kind of chance. Hey, he's not going to
yeah.
extend. All right, fine. You didn't know that Zucker was going to extend. I mean, you'd have to trade for him.
Because that's a deal. When's the last time they've done anything like that? Oh, Zucker, right, is a form of that. But he's older, right? Like, you're committing $5 million in right. free agency. That's different than when, like, Ottawa trades the 7th overall pick and other stuff to get Alex DeBrincat, who had 1 year left right. in his,
just
or
to,
2 years,
just,
one or two.
Just to try.
Right.
Just to try.
And what happens there? He's like, well, I'm not going to end up staying, so they end up trading him
right.
the second time.
That's Mikko Rantanen.
Right.
Rantanen gets traded.
And that's part of your, like, sure, your downside is you might not get as much, but, okay, like, Noah Dobson or someone like him doesn't want to sign an extension with you. You do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
And if you're having a really good season, maybe you're willing to risk it and say, well, if we lose him for nothing, maybe we at least made the playoffs. Yep. We had a season. Maybe we turned our reputation around a little bit. And sure, you'll have to eat whatever you lost. Or if you're not having a good season, you just trade him at the deadline and get 70% of what you traded for him in the first place.
In some cases, you might get more than what you traded for him.
In some cases, you really might,
yeah. In some cases, you might if you trade him to a team that he would extend with. Right? I mean, yesterday we went over the story where the Sabres traded Marco Scandella for a fourth, and then 2 months later he got traded for a second.
Right.
Sometimes that happens too. So
right.
It's really got to be, you know, about whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. And if you trade for a guy that doesn't have an extension in place or doesn't have, like, okay, we're just going to do that. Isn't that Byram? The idea of keeping Byram is this. You could trade him. Or you could just keep him without an extension in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not a long-term extension, at least. And he'll play hard for you, and next year he'll want to leave. Okay. You can operate that way.
That might be where they end up.
803-0550.
With Byram, at least.
Alex Lyon, the only real rumored name to this point. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. The Steelers and the Dolphins made a trade.
Yeah.
That I like for the Steelers. I think it's pretty good.
I think it makes the Steelers better than it makes the Dolphins.
For sure. Yeah. And I saw Steve Palazzolo had a stat on Jalen Ramsey, which is because Ramsey's a weird one. He's odd. Of course, Bills fans remember he called Josh Allen trash. Josh Allen has proceeded to trash Jalen Ramsey on the field over and over again,
mm-hmm.
beating him. Ramsey is a guy that always gets respect as one of the better defenders in the league when he's healthy. He went to Miami and immediately hurt his knee, right?
Yeah.
His first year he got hurt, and he was trying to come back by December. And anyway, the stat from Steve Palazzolo was when Ramsey is on one team for the full year, mm-hmm. the last six times that's happened, his defenses are always good. Always good. The yeah. worst defense he's been a part of when he's healthy the full year is like 16th. And I also saw Andrew Filippone pointing out that the Steelers are paying more for defense than anybody in the NFL right now. The Steelers are a team that is going to try and build a top three defense, and they have the pieces for it. They have a bunch.
Yeah.
And to add Ramsey into that mix, where is he going to play safety for them? He really might play safety for them. More safety than corner.
He still is playing corner at a pretty good level. Like, his PFF stuff is that he's not maybe as elite as he was
right.
4 years ago, and certainly 6-7 years ago, but that he is still very good.
He's played 137 snaps at safety in his career.
Okay.
So he has done it before. And
now they have a hole because they traded Fitzpatrick.
That's right. They have a hole at safety, and they have corners that are accomplished. Like, they're not that bad at that spot. They're pretty good at that spot. So here you go, Pittsburgh going for it with Aaron Rodgers, and they're not doing it in the way that the Jets did. What did the Jets do? Aaron, we'll hire all of your friends and trade for all of your friends.
Right.
In this case, the Steelers say, we're going to get a problem in Pickens out and be mm-hmm. aggressive at receiver and be aggressive now here trading for this guy, Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. So I like the deal for the Steelers quite a bit. You know me, Joe. I like to make fun of the Steelers, and I don't want to take them seriously, and I want them to finish 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
But I respect what they are doing here. They have a quarterback that is old, 1 year for him.
Yep.
Why wouldn't we pour everything we can into that year? And when it ends, it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start our rebuild from there. Maybe we draft a quarterback. Maybe Tomlin moves on. Who knows? But if you're going to get Aaron Rodgers for 1 year, your approach should definitely be everything it takes to get as far as we can.
The only thing is, Ramsey is pointed to more than anybody, I think. Maybe, not anybody, probably Tyreek Hill. But he's pointed to a lot in Miami for, you know, we had a lot of culture problems. And this guy, he's vocal, right?
Well,
he's been very vocal about being unhappy with the defense under two different coordinators in 2 years in Miami. And we know his history before that. And I see the Steelers trade for him, and I think they are doing the right thing. I think they need to be, they need to take risks, and they need to take risks to be good right now because they have a 40-year-old quarterback. But it could be explosive. Tomlin has had locker rooms like this before, and I've got big personalities now, whether it's Rodgers, whether it is Ramsey, whether it is Metcalf even to some extent. Like, it could be a powder keg in that locker room.
This is where I say my favorite thing to say.
Uh-huh.
That had never happened to a Mike Tomlin team. Which you are required to hear an announcer say that on CBS during a game.
Right.
That kind of stuff would never happen to a Mike Tomlin team.
It really could. I wonder.
And it always does.
His reputation on that front really could finally take a hit this year if it is like, you know, like kind of like what the Jets were. Does it have to be so different than what the Jets was, where there is conflict, butting heads, and...
It does. It will.
Why?
I think it will be different.
Just because of the brand, or... Because
it's not Rodgers versus the organization the way that it was with the Jets. The Jets...
But it could become that.
It could, but I think it's less likely. We got to get to a break, but just... what two organizations are farther apart than the Steelers and the Jets? The Steelers are a perennial contender, as flawed as they might be, and the Jets are a perennial... absolute joke, no matter how good they look. Mm-hmm. One team, no matter how bad it looks, they're good. No matter how good this team looks, they're bad. And Rodgers went to the accomplished organization and a coach that, you know, he knows what he's doing. He can coach football. It's interesting. 803-0550. When we get back, I needed Gene Steratore in my house yesterday. I needed a ruling.
You needed him in
I needed a ruling in my house. I'll tell you what it was next. All right, everybody, good morning. Paul Hamilton in a moment on Development Camp. I thought about Gene Steratore yesterday at home.
What was the reason for this?
So our daughter, the youngest, Rory, she is very close to walking.
Okay.
She can stand on her own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll hold your hands and step forward and step and step.
Okay.
And when you take your, you try to like push your hands away and she stands there.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thinking about walking.
Yep.
She took three steps, but yeah, all with the same foot. Right foot shuffles forward three times.
So kind of like a hop. No, because you're saying shuffle.
Yeah. And it made me think of the NFL rule where if a guy gets 2 feet in bounds, but it's the same foot, that's not a catch.
Right.
So we're like, did she take steps? Like, yeah, it was three with the same foot. I don't think that's a catch. All right, I don't think that's, yeah, that's not walking.
That's not walking.
Three with the same foot is not walking.
That's not considered a walking move.
No. Let's go to Gene Steratore, guys. Gene, what do you see? Yeah, guys, you're going to need 2 feet. You're going to need both feet in a forward walking direction in order for this to count as first steps.
Mm-hmm. You could walk backwards, though.
Could. That would also need both feet, and she only moved one.
Mm-hmm.
1 foot three times.
By the way, shuffling it forward.
She lifted the right foot and placed it down three times in a forward direction, kind of pivoting.
Okay. So
she's like spinning almost.
A little bit.
She kind of understands the concept of you lift your foot off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And put
it down. If you give her a walker, she'll walk, but she just can't do it without leaning on something.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Which, by the way, did we fail? Weren't we supposed to have an outcry of changing that rule? Hey, 1 foot down twice should be a catch.
Absolutely.
We saw that happen twice last year, maybe three times.
Yeah.
It definitely happened a couple times. That should be a catch. That's 2 feet.
I don't remember the exact specifics of it, but it happened.
1 foot twice should be a catch.
Yep.
And yet we went through the entire offseason and nothing happened.
I don't think it was mentioned.
No. There's no momentum for. Why don't we make the same foot twice the same as 2 feet?
Right.
We failed. We blew it.
Well, there's a coach locally who's on the competition committee. Someone get it to him.
Are we allowed to do that? Are we allowed to treat McDermott like our local representative? Sean here.
Send him letters.
Yeah. If you could bring something to Washington for me, you could bring something to the league office. I'd really like them to discuss the 1 foot two times is a catch.
Right.
All right, I'll be sure to, I'm your representative.
Yeah, I'll pass it along.
McDermott just
lobby
says,
for it.
What do you think I am? I got stuff to do. Right. I'd like him to take it to the league if he could.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Hamilton on the other side will chat about, among other things, development camp. My buddy points out that Rory's one step with the same foot three times. That's not traveling in basketball, so that's not a walk. That's a great way to look
because
at it.
Because it's only three
and
steps.
And you know what? Steratore might have actually said that. Guys, I actually also referee basketball, and a walk in basketball is 2 feet. Both feet. Not just one. Now you're just pivoting.
But then...
Maybe she was practicing her post moves. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Picking. How many steps, though, with picking up your dribble also?
You just can't move both feet. If you're... Yeah. The dribble would be picked up in this scenario.
Okay. Gotcha.
803-0550. Paul Hamilton, development camp from Harbor Center, and on we go as the Sabres. The baby Sabres, as some will call them occasionally. You ever do that?
You've never
heard baby Sabres?
The baby Sabes?
Yeah.
Never heard that reference,
I feel like
no.
I've heard that.
No.
Anyway.
Sure, you just come up with it on your own just now?
It's possible. I don't think so.
I don't think baby Sabres. It would be baby... That's one where you'd go baby saves.
Baby saves. Once you punch it into Twitter, see what you find. Okay. If anybody's ever said the phrase, it might turn out some results. Paul next here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.